which is paper B. So, Joe, are you talking us through that one?
Yes, if you're happy for me to do so. It was literally just I wanted to try and give an update to board members on everything that's been going on in the world of pensions since we last met in January, and all the actions or lack of action that has happened as a result of the diversion into COVID-19 responses. So I'm not going to go through it in any great detail, just sort of key highlights really from my perspective. From the administration team, and Matthew will talk about this later, it's basically been business as usual apart from working from remote locations. In terms of investments, it's been a bit of a watching brief. I mean, obviously, you'll all be aware of the massive market crash that happened at the end of February, beginning of March. I will reassure you that we have been watching that on a regular basis. And Appendix 2 to this report shows the movement in the investment values. So it dropped all the way back down. From December, we were at an all-time high of about 650 million. By the end of March, we were 560-something, I think. And that's our year-end figure. That's what we're showing. But since then, it's gone back up to 620,000-ish, I think, at the end of May. Sorry, I can't get the spreadsheet up on my screen at the moment. So we've bounced back. We've not done anything drastic in terms of the investments. We've not had to move anything. We've not had to change our strategy or anything. So it's just really been a watching brief. In terms of funding, well, fortunately, we finished our valuation before we went into lockdown. So that was presented at the 13th of March committee meeting. So we've just literally just been monitoring that, the impact of the investments. But all of the employers have been paying their contributions. We've not had anybody request a deferral of contributions, which has been really good. We've had engagement through emails as best we can and putting documentation, etc., up on the website. But mostly the employer liaison has been business as usual, really. Governance, however, has taken a bit of a backseat, primarily because I've been put onto a lot of COVID-19 response in terms of business grants and charitable supports. So now I'm taking the opportunity to re-familiarise myself with the pension fund, shall we say, and try and catch up with where we need to be and what we need to carry on. I will say the one positive I have found from this is I've done a huge amount of continual professional development. Webinars are coming out of my ears because it's far easier to do an hour from my living room than it is to travel up to London for a two-hour meeting, etc. So just to say, there are some positives coming out of it. We have got a lot to catch up on, and that's covered in a lot of the items that are coming up later on in the agenda. So I just really wanted to just provide members with an update of what's happened, what we're doing, and where we need to go, and just basically take any questions or any comments or thoughts from the board members, really.
Thank you, Joe. I found that really useful document, actually. Just it gives you sort of a good guide of exactly where we are with all the items. So I don't have any questions, but do Reg, Trevor or Barbara have any questions or comments?
I've got one. With the bounce back at the end of May, is there a particular asset class has contributed more to that, or also is there an asset class which has been most responsible for the downturn? I know it said bonds performed well, but we haven't got a lot of bonds. But is there?
No. I think primarily because we are quite still heavily weighted onto equities, we've got 55% of our strategic asset allocation into equities. The big fall in the markets at that point has caused quite a big drop in our valuation. And similarly, the bounce back has come as a result of the equities market. So it's, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. It's just the way that it is. But as we are long-term investors in the pension fund, it's, you know, we have to weather these sorts of things.
Nice. Yeah. Can I say something? Because concern is that the stock market was quite immediate, but they're saying there'd be a concern of commercial property rentings could fall over the next quite a few years.
Again, I think that's a fairly small part of it, isn't it?
It's a very small part of our portfolio. I mean, we've only got about 5% of our assets involved in property. The key issue that we've had with property is that the trading in our fund has been suspended by the markets, basically because they can't get detailed information on the valuation of the property, and because it's reliant on forecasting future income effectively. So trading has been suspended. Trading will remain suspended probably. I spoke to Schroders the other day. They think it's possibly lifting in September. So it does mean that we can't buy or sell, but it does also mean that we're not likely to suffer too much volatility in the market because nobody's buying or selling. We just have to be very careful that we're not... We just need to monitor the situation, to be perfectly honest, but because it's such a small part of our portfolio, it shouldn't have a significant impact on us.
Thank you. Okay, so moving on to item 4, the KPI.